This blog post is called King Gong Part 1. Apologies for the quality of this recording not being as good as usual. I'll explain why that is soon. The absence of a new Young'uns podcast and pick and mix is mainly down to an issue with the computer I use for audio work. That's why the quality isn't as good, because I'm just recording this on a digital recorder. So apologies for that. I mentioned this in my last blog post, and I'm sure many of you have been on tenterhooks, whatever the hell they are, waiting in anticipation to hear details about what exactly this problem is. I've heard that a number of you have been taking bets on the nature of the problem. Well, I'm afraid I can't definitively tell you what's wrong, but it seems likely that it's a problem with the computer's FireWire chip. But don't get too excited if that's what you bet on, as it may not be that, so please don't splash the cash yet on the basis of this current conjecture. I will keep you updated. Hopefully a new Young'uns podcast and the third pick and mix, Pop Goes the Eagle, will be released soon, although the computer is not the only reason I've not got round to it. I've been writing some stand-up material, and I'll actually be performing some of it this Sunday evening at the Comedy Store in Manchester. Well, hopefully I'll be performing some of it. The event is called King Gong, the reason for which is due to the fact that if the audience aren't enjoying your performance, then they have the power to gong you off. So if the audience decide that they don't like the look of me, then they could technically gong me off before I even get a chance to speak. It's an open mic comedy night where anyone can come along and have a go. Audience members are issued with red cards, and when a certain number of cards is held up, the compere bangs a gong to indicate your dismissal. I'm both excited and nervous about the idea of doing stand-up. Obviously, the Young'uns gigs have an element of stand-up about them, but it's very different to being on stage all by myself with the sole purpose of talking and being funny. There isn't the safety net of two other people to spark off, nor do I have music to fall back on. That suggests that I'm not really interested in the music, isn't it? But you know what I mean. But I'm keen to explore stand-up. It seems like the next logical step for me, and many people have said that they think I should do it, including some high-profile comedy people. So I'm going to give it a go. We'll see where it goes. I've been deliberating about how much I should blog about my incipient stand-up efforts. If after a raft of gigs, not a single person laughs, then I may have to come to the conclusion that I'm completely unfunny. If I start blogging about my early stand-up experiences, then I'll have to broadcast that depressing and embarrassing conclusion to you all. Although it'd be safer to wait until I knew that I was at least capable of doing a gig before I started publicising my stand-up. But there are benefits to blogging about my early stand-up attempts. Hopefully, it might help keep me focused, ensuring that I do gigs in spite of my nervousness, as I'll feel unable to back out of things if I've written about them in a blog. I could back out of this gig on Sunday, but now I've mentioned it in a blog post, I've ensured that I won't. So this blog can act as an empowerment tool for me, as I'll find it too embarrassing to have to admit that I lost my bottle and bailed out of doing a gig. I'm very concerned about what my handful of anonymous readers think of me. I'm not sure what you're more excited about, the impending stand-up gig, or the great reveal about my computer problem. Will it be the FireWire chip? Or something else? This blog is really hotting up.